And now it's time for takeaways. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
All right. Well, we started off with Patrick, honest, no BS. What are the organizational challenges that you're seeing out there? And obviously, you recently wrote and released a book, The Adaptive Organization, which goes into a lot of what we talked about today about organizations really struggling with overcoming sort of the gap of just thinking about sort of technology and not really focusing enough on the outcomes. You used a phrase, intelligence without action is just overhead, which I think is a good representation of the contrast between the anti-pattern or the anti-result versus how organizations should actually be oriented. You know, you first talked about ownership and outcomes and making sure that you don't lose sight of what you're trying to do, right? In the case of, government or even like DOD, DOW, right? Thinking about like, what is the mission and, you know, what are we focused on? You know, like that, I think, That's a key aspect. And for every organization, regardless of what industry you're in, thinking about what is your mission, what are your goals, what are the results you're trying to achieve, that's what matters. It's not just about, like, even when technology trends emerge and grow, AI is obviously the latest huge wave around that. It's not tech as the ends, it's just as the means. And you mentioned that, you know, federal government is slow from sometimes going from an idea to an actual thing, and the tech sometimes moves on by then. And, you know, some of the symptoms there are like, we leave people behind, we forget the art of the possible, knowledge sharing. And we talked a little bit about organizational dynamics, like bringing in new blood, but really leveraging your tenured people as well, kind of blending that knowledge sharing together. So I think that was interesting. And you mentioned that like these semantic initiatives inside organizations can be very important because it focuses on translation issues. So I thought that was one place where it doesn't necessarily mean technology, but it's an example of where kind of like socio-technical together can have a big impact. And you had a framework that you advocated as part of your book and some of your latest writings now, which is a bit cutely called Catalog, culture and talent, analytics and AI, technology and architecture, alignment, leadership and governance, operations and delivery, growth and measurement. It's a pretty comprehensive framework for thinking about how to have in a more adaptive organization, how to do proper sort of change in support of different technology initiatives. Juan, what about you? What are your big takeaways?
The topic of incentives comes up a lot, right? So we're like, the proactive stuff is so important that we need to understand how we can build in those carrots, right? Or does it require mandating to eat your vegetables, right? This whole balance of short-term and long-term. We talk about governance. It doesn't have to be that dirty word. It can be lightweight and it provides clarity. And I like what you said, like with clarity is how we can move fast and with confidence and right in a way like that's like, that's an endorphin hit and I can hit the ground running with that. So you can actually do the going to the gym is actually the good thing. And sometimes like we have to acknowledge that I'm working so hard not to do it that you end up working harder. So might as well actually get that stuff done now with the governance part. And especially now when it comes to AI, it's something that we now know that is needed. So if you're going to go do it, just do it right. And we're saying we're in a very opportune window where groups have been told to do more with AI. And it's a great time for solution providers to come in and be able to provide and focus on that strong business value. And also opportunities to get into new quagmires. You got to be careful around this. We talk about standards. When it comes to like regulatory standards, it can be a double-edged sword because of shifts from standards to being so rigid around that. So you want to be careful when you're writing these standards, not to be so it won't be difficult or harmful for you in the long run. And on the technical, a lot of the technical stuff, like even in the data space, right? There, a lot of people have been burnt in the past and they've felt forced into a vendor and then things change and it's hard to move to a vendor. You're forced. Like that's why these open standards are really important. It's about future proofing and having that flexibility integration. And we're starting to see this coming out, right? A lot of standards asking specifically in the data metadata space and graphs about RDF and now and so forth. Appreciate it. We talked about people who actually invest so much of their long career in government because they're well-intentioned, their experience, and very appreciative of everything that they do there because they don't do it for the money, right? They're not doing it for recognition. Pain is the greatest teacher. So we have we've been experiencing a lot of pain in AI in the last couple of years. So we're going to be learning a lot from that. And we closed up with like the pace of change now is faster and faster. And that is why we need to have this adaptive organization. And like we said, start with the organization, have very clear rules for people so you can empower people so they can do things off the leash because they know what are those rules. So at the end of the day, it's not like how you can be AI ready. It's like, how do I make my organization accountable for AI? How did we do? Anything we missed?
Perfect. No, that was great. I guess the only other thing that I might add is I would speak directly to the solutions provider. And I would say that the intelligence community actually figured something out a few years ago. And they spent most of that year's data strategy talking about data interoperability. So as solution providers, please get past the idea that you own your customers' data. Design and build systems that can be interoperable. So if you don't, you know, no matter if you're the best system in the world, your customer is eventually going to move on because it becomes too painful. And in the short term, if you build it the right way, your customers are going to thank you for it. And I think the ecosystem writ large will be better for it.
Well,
preach.
Said.
100%. Yes. Patrick, again, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks for having me, gents. This was fun.
All right.